Welcome to It All Ties Together, a podcast that was launched in 2021 that until now has been known as the Men You Are Not Alone podcast. My name is Justin O'Quinn, and I'm glad you're listening. This episode is being brought to you by Sarah's Buttermilk Biscuits. They make one heck of a mess in the kitchen. If you were a listener to the Men You Are Not Alone podcast, congratulations. You managed to navigate the transition and find me again, and I thank you for doing that. If you're new to this podcast, welcome to the mess I've made by rebranding an established podcast instead of starting a new one from scratch. This might seem like a relatively easy task, but it isn't, which is probably why the consensus that when altering the course in a podcast, it's far better to scrap the old one and start from scratch. But I haven't paid much heed to consensus over my life, especially when I'm the one that's doing all the work. And in this case, not even for free, but at a cost. When I launched the Men You're Not Alone podcast in 2021, it wasn't to build an empire or to garner attention and validation from other people. I'm not interested in any of those. I launched the podcast as an extension of my exhaustive efforts to help good men and fathers have a voice in our culture. I did it because God asked me to. I did it to help my fellow countrymen, my neighbors. I didn't launch it to build an empire. While I've changed the name and the logo of the podcast and am heading in a much wider trajectory now, my motives haven't changed. I care about my people, my culture. Regardless of whether I can make even the slightest positive impact on our culture, at least I will not have spent my time sitting on the sideline. I've never been good at sitting on the sideline. The sideline of life is for people who lack the courage to be the nail that sticks out. I wasn't born with the gene that makes me afraid of being the nail that sticks out. If you've just found this podcast, you'll notice that this is not episode number one, and that there are a lot of episodes already here, but that many are missing. While my choice to rebrand my podcast seems more work than it's worth, there are three main reasons I did it this way instead of starting over. The first reason is that the older episodes are very much a part of the journey that I've been on since launching the podcast. I've learned a whole lot from the people I've interviewed on this podcast, and I'm a better man for having met and interviewed these people. The second reason I left so much previous content up is because good men and fathers who are still being needlessly and brutally pummeled in the ring need to know that they're not alone. The third reason is that we, the people, tend to develop situational amnesia anymore. We like to forget about the fruits of our culture that came out ugly and pretend our tree never produced that ugly fruit. But that's a dangerous thing for any culture. I have no doubt that at least some of the previous episodes I've kept in the library of this podcast will be inflammatory to some who listen to them, which puts me at risk of losing listeners. The liberating thing is, I don't care. I'm not doing this for validation from other people, whether they know me or not. I'm doing this because we have to be willing to remember the ugly fruit of our tree with the beautiful fruit of our tree. Like any culture, our tree produces both ugly and beautiful fruit. For those of you who are new to this podcast and want to get a glimpse of just how whacked I am, you may want to jump back to episode 144 after this one, because that episode will tell you a little bit about me and this podcast, assuming that you have the interest. If you don't, no worries. This podcast is a no-budget operation, largely because my budget doesn't have room for more than one inexpensive microphone and the fee to get these episodes uploaded. I don't make anything from this. It costs me money to do this, and I'm okay with that because I feel free to speak my mind. This is about a passion for my people and culture, not about building a podcast empire that would be forgotten the day I stopped uploading it. This is about being perpetually hopeful that it's fully within every average man, woman, and child in our nation to play a key role in robbing tyrants of their devices and schemes to control us as a people by stubbornly viewing and treating the people around us as fellow countrymen, as neighbors, so that we may once again be a United States of America, rather than the untied states of America that we've become. The technocrats, the unelected experts of our nation who are perpetually trying to mind-screw us into believing that we should believe them, want us to be an ever-divided people because they stand zero chance of overthrowing and enslaving we, the people, if we're standing united rather than untied. Again, I may not make a bit of difference, but that isn't going to convince me it's okay to sit on the sideline and do nothing while the technocrats try to pillage our culture. Our culture happens to be my people, and I care about my people. We are not the technocrats' people. They've never cared about us, and they never will. They want us to divide, shut up, believe their lies, do their grunt work, then die. Some of them would prefer us to simply skip to the last step on that list. The fabric of our culture is a multitude of threads that all tie together, which is why I tend to be all over the map when it comes to podcast content. I have no problem seeing how it all ties together, but I do have tremendous difficulty explaining what I see. So I have to tackle it one bite at a time, and it seems that God has been using this podcast to help me organize how a bunch of seemingly unrelated threads all tie together so that I can better explain what I see. I'm nowhere near being able to do that yet, but I'm getting closer. I'm going to keep this one short. I simply wanted to record this as a thank you to anyone who followed me from the Men You Are Not Alone podcast to It All Ties Together, and welcome those of you who are new. With that, I wish all of you a good day or night wherever you are in the day in the world, and I'll catch you on the next one.